Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really exciting lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into how to use ChatGPT effectively for AI thumbnails. I mean, the surge in usage is insane, 450% in just 2025 alone, right? That's about 67 million people using it daily to create visuals. It's wild. But here's the kicker. Many folks just type something vague, like, make me a cool thumbnail, and then wonder why they're getting these blurry faces. Yeah, I can totally see that. So what's the secret? How can someone turn those weird outputs into eye-catching thumbnails? It all starts with giving ChatGPT specific instructions. Think of it like taking your car to a mechanic. If you just say, fix the noise, they're going to spend hours figuring it out. But if you say, replace the front left wheel bearing, it's a quick fix. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So it's all about being specific with your prompts. Exactly. The clearer you are, the better results you'll get. And we're talking about generating professional quality thumbnails with just a couple of clicks. It's that straightforward. Wow, what kind of results can someone expect? Well, one thumbnail I created got 76,000 views and snagged me 1,700 new subscribers, all thanks to that thumbnail, which took just a minute to make. That's incredible. And you mentioned something about the cost effectiveness too, right? Absolutely. For just a dollar, you can create 150 thumbnails. That's less than the price of a coffee. If you learn how to use ChatGPT effectively, it's like getting 30% more viewers without spending on ads. That's really smart business. So, what's the formula for crafting effective prompts? Great question. A lot of beginners struggle because they're too vague. About 68% fail on their first try because of this. You want to use a structured prompt formula that I've tested extensively. I see. So what are the key components of that formula? First, focus on clarity, specifics about what you want. Then include details about style, colors, and themes. The 2025 updates have really improved how ChatGPT interprets this kind of information. That's super helpful. I imagine consistency is a big deal too, right? Definitely, creators often get one great image, but the next one looks totally different. That inconsistency can tank your click-through rates. Oh no. So what can be done about that? You need to use seed numbers to keep consistency. You can ask ChatGPT to reference a specific image style or use a seed number for your series content. Interesting. And what about managing brand colors? I can't imagine a channel with inconsistent colors would do well. Exactly. Instead of just saying blue, specify a hex code. The newer models understand this much better, so your branding stays professional. Got it. Now, I'm curious about these agentic workflows you mentioned earlier. What does that entail? Ah. That's a fascinating development. Basically, it means having one AI act as the artist while another checks the work. This approach significantly improves accuracy. So it's like having a safety net. I love that. Right? If you're working on something important, you can't afford mistakes. This has increased factual accuracy in infographics by a whopping 90%. That's impressive. So how does ChatGPT compare with other tools like? Good question. While Midjourney excels in artistic style, ChatGPT is better for integrated workflows, especially when you need both text and images together. Sounds like ChatGPT is really carving out a niche. It truly is. The ROI on AI-assisted design is astonishing. Every dollar spent yields about $5 in return, compared to manual design, which gives about $3. It's a game changer. That's some solid proof. But are there common pitfalls to watch out for? Definitely. Even with high realism scores, you can still end up with odd images. For instance, hands can look off, which can really hurt your credibility. Ugh, I can totally see that being a problem. What about legal issues? Good point. With the rise of deepfakes, you don't want to accidentally use someone's likeness without permission. Always run your final images through a quick reverse image search to avoid any copyright strikes. Great tip. And lastly, any final thoughts on overcoming challenges with? Just remember, API delays can occur, especially during peak times. Planning your production schedule accordingly can save you a lot of headaches. Awesome insights, Alex. So to wrap it up, mastering ChatGPT for thumbnails can really boost your engagement and conversion rates. Exactly. And remember, your next viral video could be just one great thumbnail away. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.